comfort and a pledge from the president. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden visiting Buffalo, New York, where a mass shooting believed to be racially motivated left 10 dead at a grocery store on Saturday.
Jill and I bring you this message from deep in our nation's soul. In America, evil will not win, I promise you. Hate will not prevail, and white supremacy will not have the last word.
The president also criticizing the media and politics, saying the internet has radicalized people into believing they'll be replaced. Also calling again for keeping assault weapons off streets. Police say the Buffalo suspect had a modified gun that he purchased legally.
Yes, the gun he acquired was illegal in the state of New York, but it still had the capacity to kill people. But you couple that with an illegal magazine from another state you brought in literally minutes away in Pennsylvania. You know how easy that is?
New York Governor Kathy Hochul calling for a national gun policy after meetings with the president and victims' families. The FBI opens a hate crime probe of the recent attack on a hair salon in Dallas, and a suspect is under arrest.
Three Korean women were injured last Wednesday when a black man entered the Hair World salon in the city's Koreatown district and started shooting.
I will say this, hate has no place in the city of Dallas. Hate has no place in this city.
Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia following the arrest of the so far unidentified suspect, who we're also told may be linked to similar recent shootings targeting Asian Americans, including the shooting inside a Dallas area Chinese restaurant.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Ukraine is evacuating hundreds of fighters from a steel plant where they've been the last line of defense for the heavily bombarded city of Mariupol. Fighters turning themselves over to Russians, some of them injured and heading to hospitals. It's not clear yet how many may remain. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
For the first time in more than 50 years, Congress holds public hearings on possible UFO encounters with perhaps less than exciting revelations.
It's been 5 decades since Americans became enamored with reports of aliens and cover-ups involving Roswell, New Mexico. And in that time, military pilots have reported and recorded strange things in the sky, often taking a triangle shape. Intelligence experts tell a congressional panel today, likely it is drones.
These triangles correlate to unmanned aerial systems in the area. The triangular appearance is a result of light passing through the night vision goggles and then being recorded by an SLR camera.
Scott Bray is the deputy director of Navy intelligence. He says aliens are unlikely, but the concern always is bad Earth actors developing tech superior to ours.
Fox's Evan Brown. Republicans who tried to cast electoral ballots for Donald Trump are being sued by two Democratic electors and a voter in Wisconsin. They're calling it the first lawsuit of its kind in any of the 7 swing states where Republican electors falsely declared Trump the winner, casting votes for him in December of 2020. A new plan aimed at helping women in Spain is also fueling debate.
Spain's Equality Minister Irene Montero declares the days of women going to work in pain are over as Spain approves plans to become the first European nation offering paid menstrual leave for women workers with no limit for time off while suffering severe menstrual pain with a doctor's note. Leave would be paid by the country's social security system. Spain's parliament would have to pass it, part of a broader package on reproductive rights that includes allowing 16-year-olds abortion without consent. But some fear the plan could backfire and stigmatize women in the workplace. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
The Dow's now up 315 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.